Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Tes and Masech des Harias. Some of the topics we're learning about include Karban Oyle B'Yerid. A rich person brings a Chatas Behema, an animal, a poor person brings a Chatas Oif, a bird, and an extremely poor person brings a Minchas Chayte, a flower. The following become obligated in a Karban Oyle B'Yerid. Shmias Koil, a potential witness who swore falsely that he does not know any testimony relevant to a monetary case, and it turns out that he did. Or Bitus Vasayim, a person who swears falsely on Lahara Ulehetiv, a matter that he did not do or that he did do. Or Tumas Mikdash Kadashav, a Tame person who entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kachim while he was Tame. Nasi U'Mashiach Ein Bon L'Di Anis. Regarding the Nasi, the Pasuk states, V'asa Achas M'kam Mitzvah Hashem Alikav, Misha Ein Al Gabav Ela Al Hashem Alikav. The Nasi must be greater than all people, with no one above him but Hashem. This can refer only to the king who will never become poor. And regarding Mashiach, the Pasuk states, V'akoyin ha-godl me'echav, Shul godl me'echav b'noi b'koyech b'chachma u'v'oysher. The Kohen Gadol must be greater than all other countrymen, beauty, strength, wisdom, and wealth. And if it was not wealthy, Gadlei u'mishalachav, the other countrymen must give him money to make him wealthy.